hesitate to sign. Oh,
shake it, honey, shake it, honey.
Oh, you're so pretty, I know.
You're so pretty, you're so pretty.
Oh,
you're
so pretty, you are. You're pretty in it. You're pretty in it. So if I hum these words close up in your ear, would you do the trick? Would you ah?
Wake up, 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 w Now I ain't gotta find them thugs. Only got four to get a thug at love. What's up? Come and thug on my corner. Beg to be a donor. Say clear thugs don't like that. And selling them guns. Making that money come back. All them in the thug crack. For the first of the 15, thug of the 15. But I gotta say, gotta come up. Put it all in the cup. Wanna get plugged in the corner store. Grab a couple of loads. Side of road to the bag. Count on my profit and add it to the stash. Gotta watch my back. These players hate me out to rob me. Fools, but never know something. No loss is done. Been keeping these buzzers up on me. See, can I serve a whole block? Spin a cup of beer. Thug. And I fell out of ears on the first.
Waking up, feeling buzz up early in the morning. Stretching up, yawning, lightweight bitch. Chugging like I take a fifth to the dawn. At night I got kick with my crew. But it's just a press, I'm getting me hustle long. Hop on the phone, calling a friend the phone. Wanna know, did your OG check come?
You put me down.
I'm on the block with business.
You must get drunk.
And I'm coming with a punch of that bump from up. Here I come, he put me down. Oh God, how I love when it first come around. Now I'm drinking me black as mine. On us some time. The first get celebrated. Rushing to the block cause I wanna get faded. Looking on hard cause I'm needing me hair braided. We have the offense to this game. Just call me that phone. Now I hang them records from the east to the west coast. Making that money all across the world, man. I ain't gonna want that clear truth. And I know the record late tonight. But I gotta make a living, so I ask the Lord to keep my homeboys high. We be coming up on ears, all about making more. Wanna first get a tip, but don't flip. Getting live with the bumpers, poetic hustlers in the graveyard shift. On the first.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up,
wakey wakey time. Bonsoir, Monsieur Dame. It is Sunday, March 3rd, 2013, the very first Sunday of March 2013, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com, broadcasting to you live from sunny Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The song you heard at the top of the hour was Pretty In It by the Subway Strippers, and after that, of course, you heard First of the Month by Bone Thugs and Harmony. I will be right back with you with news, views, updates, and some hot and steamy erotica very shortly. In the meanwhile, please enjoy this next song, Gymnasium Confidential by the Shattered Kennies.
I'm not afraid to die.
But we should film the bit.
So, sir, customer, sir, I am here to give you what we give every passenger on Hello Kitty Airlines, your own personal vibrator, in the event of an emergency.
Well, how does that work?
Well, first, you're in the aisle seat, the emergency exit row, so would you be willing to assist with calming the passengers in the event of a crisis?
Sure, I think I could.
Okay. So basically,
familiarize.
I'm a flight attendant. Yeah. So, familiarize yourself. It's this here. It's called a Hello Kitty vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to do, in the event of distress, emotional or otherwise, you will assist passengers by delivering this to their hand that they may use to calm themselves.
Well, can you show me, like, I give it to you and...
Sure, I can do a demonstration.
Okay.
Definitely, sir.
So it's a time of stress right now?
Time of distress. You hand
okay.
it over.
So it's like, ooh, I'm in distress?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, and you would be giving it to me,
right.
The...
Because you're the passenger.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
I am in distress.
Oh, here.
Help me, sir.
Have this Hello Kitty thing. It will help you.
How will it help me?
I think what you do is you use it to comfort yourself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like this?
Like that. And I think you turn it on.
Yeah.
Does it vibrate?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, in the event that it does not work, yes, one can still receive calming.
Right,
really,
so I think what, yeah, I think...
But you'd have to advise them to do it here.
I think right there, that's where you do it. And I think you move it around a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah.
There?
Well, yeah, there.
Or direct pressure.
Direct pressure, I think.
Yes, that's good.
There we go. In there.
Okay.
Yeah, we really should get some batteries to make sure it really works.
You really should, but for demonstration purposes, I think we'll be okay.
Are you sure?
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Oh, sure. Well, thank you.
You may continue to sit in the emergency aisle.
Yeah, I want to.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was a recording of Hi Kitty Airlines with yours truly and Sir Jimmy D. Blankets as the characters. Before I get to what I tend to do with going over, like, on this day in history type stuff and, like, birthdays and all this, please forgive me. I'm, like, starting the show, everything that I had that's, like, cool that I had ready for the show, it's all there, but, like, I got seriously sidetracked and necessarily so. This is all on the fly, so we'll see how this goes. I hope you enjoy whatever comes to pass, whatever transpires this evening. The guest call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333, and you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. One of the things that I was looking at, I believe last night, was in reference to the big story in the news out in Florida, in Hillsborough County, of Jeb Bush, a 37-year-old, whose home sank in a sinkhole. And that was pretty frightening to, like, hear about. I was either just waking up or just going to sleep when I heard it on the news. And, I don't know, it just seemed kind of surreal. And I woke up and... like, it was still surreal, and I looked a bit more, and I was like, well, I want to know more about sinkholes. What's this all about? So I read up on it. And I guess, what was it, yesterday or 2 days ago, I was asking people that have been more geographic locations than I have and experienced different types of natural disasters, if there are other kinds of sinkholes other than land-based. And there are, surprise to me, I don't know how I didn't know that, but yes, there are. One is near the Dead Sea in Egypt. One's in Papua New Guinea. The largest one, or the largest that's not necessarily... Hold on. Yeah, okay. When they're in water, they can form in coral reefs and islands, and they are referred to as blue holes. And one notable one is Dean's Blue Hole in the Bahamas, and that's the deepest known sinkhole under the sea. And there's some other ones in, well, Central Florida is, like, crawling with them, so remind me to not move there. That would freak me out. I don't know. Yeah. And the Moorish area in southern Italy, area-wise is in Venezuela and Querétaro, Mexico. And apparently the Mayan civilization and the Yucatan Peninsula, they used sinkholes to deposit precious items and for their human sacrifices. Wowza. So learn something new every day. But yeah, apparently they're caused by chemical dissolution of carbonate rocks or Siphosion processes in sandstone, and they can form gradually over time or suddenly all over the world. So they're not, I mean, although they're germane to certain specific areas, they can actually happen almost anywhere, often in urban areas where there's a lot of overpumping and extraction of groundwater and subsurface fluids. And what else? They occasionally collapse around abandoned landmines, i.e. Louisiana. Did not know all these things. Yes, but I don't know. I don't even know what more to say about all that other than I feel very badly for the family that lost their home and their loved one. And I think that whole street should clear away if it were me. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, I just felt like talking about that right now because that was what was on my mind before I went to bed. I had to learn more about sinkholes because I didn't know that they could be so spontaneous in the middle of urban space. So there you are. I will play a song, and I'll be right back with you. And once again, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. And once again, 858-815-2333. And here you are with the next song, Houdini Act by Mongrel.
Walk things and listen up.
Houdini Act. More of their music is available on their website. I believe it's mongrelband.com and also on nakedgirlsradio.com. Yeah. And I don't know if I mentioned, no, I did not. Yes. When I was thinking about that whole sinkhole thing, and I was thinking about San Andreas Fault that we have out here on the West Coast, yeah, I was thinking if those two had a baby, we'd all be screwed. So, knock on wood or something, because that's, yeah, whatever, yes. Yeah, let's see. congratulations to Jimmy Johnson for winning the Daytona 500 as the pole winner. And then to Danica Patrick, congratulations for becoming the first woman to achieve a top 10 finish in event history at the Daytona 500. Woohoo! And, oh, what else? There's something. Hold on. Where did it go? All right. Well, in the meanwhile, let's see. I'm trying to find this one article that I actually have never published. I've been meaning to, and it just never seemed like the right time. But it's already written up, and it's pretty. It's in my draft section of livinggrind.com. I'm going to try to find it, and I'll just go ahead and read it. In a second, but it'll take a minute or three. So, in the meanwhile, please enjoy. I'm gonna play Lulu Love's interview that she sent to me when I sent her questions. I met her late 2011 in Tampa, Florida, for the Night Moves Awards, and I've always thought she's awesome ever since I ever met her, and she responded to my interview questions with this next recording coming up. So here you are. Here's the Lulu Love interview, and I'll be right back with you.
It's Lulu Love here, and hi, Sandra London. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to be on your site. Thank you. What attracted me originally to women is, you know, their beauty. You know, they're pretty, they're sweet, they're sensual. It's a whole different kind of sex. What's different is how complicated women are and how difficult it is, you know, whenever you're in a relationship. Because I'm really kind of more of a relationship person don't get me wrong, I have done my one-night stands. Well, women, it's different. You want to get to know them and, you know, see what they're about, see what makes them tick. Turn on the same women. It's confidence but not being too cocky. You know, the really pretty girl that's like, about everything doesn't turn me on. They can be beautiful and open their mouth and not be the brightest crayon in the crayon box, and that could turn me off on also. I like a spunky, smart, sophisticated woman with, you know, like a dirty side and, you know, takes care of themselves. And the reason why I don't date women anymore is it is very, very complicated. And I get attached easily when it comes to women, so that's another reason why I don't bang the chicks. Oh, well, the most daring sexual experience I ever had was at this older lady's house, and it was me and a couple other girls who were about my age. We were all like 18, 19, and she was like in her 30s, and there was like five or six of us, and we all had sex with one another, and I'll let you use your imagination on that one. I have a pit bull, and a German Shepherd pain in the ass. They are the sweetest, cutest, most annoying, terrorizing dogs that you could possibly have. But a good thing about them. Well, my pit bull is 2, and he has 1 blue eye, and he's like a brown, so he's like a pit lab mix. And he's cute, and he weighs like 80, 85 pounds, and he's just a big baby, but he loves to hunt lizards all day long. His face gets all scratched up. He's like missing a little piece of his nose. It's so sad. But we have a white German Shepherd named Ida. I don't know if I said Prince's name. It's Prince Anita. She's a white German Shepherd. She's also 2. They're about 2 months apart. And she's a big baby. She gets, like, picked on by other dogs. And needless to say, she doesn't get to play with every dog that we come in contact with. And she likes to bark, which is very annoying. But one thing about them, whenever we first got them, like, I wasn't into, like, the big health thing or losing weight. But once we got them, we started walking with them more, and that's when I started actually deciding that I wanted to lose weight. But one more cute thing. Prince gets hurt a lot. He's been bit by a snake. He fell down a flight of stairs. He runs his head into walls all the time, and I got bruises on my shin to prove that, too. He's gotten 7 staples in his leg from jumping on a little metal thing, and I know there's more. I just can't think of it. And the only thing that's ever happened to Ida is she got stung by a bee and her ear swole up. So she can tell you can see who's winning the money battle. I'm actually I'm actually getting ready to do, I guess you can call it kind of a mainstream DVD. It's going to be like me personal with me and B, but it's going to be like really high definition. We're going to the famous Jack Watson's house in his studio, and he's going to, like, just shoot an amazing video. We're going to knock it out in 2 days, so that's going to be one of the, probably the toughest things I've ever had to overcome since getting into the industry. But it's going to be exciting, because from there, maybe, you know, I might make, not many of them, but I've always wanted to, like, design a shirt, maybe do, like, a cute little poster. Who knows? I like to do fun stuff like that, but to my fans, you know, just keep expecting me doing what I do, having fun and having a couple orgasms along the way. And if you'd like to see more of me, you can come to leelulove.com. That's www.leelulove.com. See you soon.
Back.
You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and you've just heard Magic Limo by Dive Bomber. Alrighty then. Yes, so I did find that draft post that I have not yet posted, and I have not edited it, so keep that in mind, bear that in mind, and you have been forewarned, yes. But it is called On Thought and Action Speech, and I wrote it, or typed it anyways, on Thursday, January 10th, 2013, and it lies presently in my draft for livinggrind.com, but I'll go ahead and read it, and we'll see how it sounds. Yes, yes? Okay. Alrighty. To each his or her own parole. What got me started in the train of thought, which will comprise the diatribe which follows, first began with a random glance of a fleeting image of words in a news headline on some major search engine's news feed. So-and-so was arrested after posting on such-and-such social media platform here. The arrest was premised on a spontaneous blurb of an allegedly self-reported, possibly unlawful happenstance by the person in question. Of course, this is not the first time such a story has appeared in viral media outlets, but this particular occasion did transport me semi-indirectly to memories of being knee-deep in conceptual discussions in a graduate course on deep textual analysis and the historicity and provenance of text. You see, some of the world's most revered French authors, renowned in space and time for their masterful turn of a word, phrase, or literary form, first made their mark in literary circles by writing short, episodic series, most often fiction, but sometimes not, in local news publications. The longer the submission, the higher the pay, as the editor's paid by the word or by the line for publication. The longer the series, the more regular and steady the livelihood. Popularity ensured lengthy episodics, and dramas will always have an audience at the ready. Fast forward to today's fast-paced world, where everything seems to be in reverse. People are more than happy to tell you everything, anything, with no apparent theme, be it in an endless stream or 140 characters or less. And for free, even. Now, on certain platforms, a modern-day writer, quote-unquote, must work within given constraints, like, say, 140 characters, or the length of an image or width of a text box. And now, everyone can be a writer by the sheer act of writing. One is free to press on and write as oneself, or on behalf of others, with or without definable points of reference. The collective sharing culture of the info age steers all manner of informational writing, whereby all levels of writer and writing may sheepishly blur the lines between info and entertainment and trend towards what is most sensational, current, and popular with respect to the attention-addled masses whose consumption is sought and which, on average, is likely to result in 30 seconds worth of any offering. Any given share will therefore rarely amount to more than a planche of debris on the info superhighway. Now let's examine present-day multi-user interactive social platforms, which continue to increase their virtual foothold and pseudo-omniscience, which, despite their built-in limitations, otherwise provide for a free-for-all as to what is or can be shared. A typical user's feed will serve the uninitiated with either what appears to be a stream of disjointed, sporadic thought processing, or instead B, a bouquet of narcissistic redundancy. Visit my site now. Click here. My site here. Look. Now, site, visit, my, me, give. In the real world, this form of sharing would be, at best, A, commitment-worthy antisocial raving lunacy, B, way too friendly, C, or troublingly, perhaps diabolically manic, subject to special buses and happy rooms, if only. But the culture and mores of the virtual world engendered by the social platform itself breeds a collective sense of normalcy for regularly random intervals of overshare. This loose assortment of either trivia, repetition, or fleeting sentience. Now, speech is used, or can be used, to share one's beliefs, ideas, knowledge, or emotion. Additionally, and or alternatively, speech can also share fiction, polite fiction, perception, subjectivity, farce, satire, sarcasm, and irony. On behalf of one's self, or of others. One person's whimsy can be read on its face as a social ill born of depravity. This, in spite of the veracity, intent, or provenance of a given message. Without a deeper narrative or supporting characters, the actual purpose of a message can be lost, misinterpreted, or transposed into whatever the recipient associates with it, whether they were the intended audience or not, or whether the true intent was ever successfully drawn from the text. Words are things. Words are symbols with meaning built into them by, well, definition. Moreover, they are fluid by nature and by will. They are not static, fixed entities. It is because of the very life of words that they remain open to interpretation, engagement, and debate. Humanity is what is defined in the gaps, the omissions, the pursuit of provenance and consensus. Comedy depends on this fluid embodiment, as does literature, politics, advertising, religion, conversation, in which one may participate, observe, recount, or overhear. As does thought. In my view, social sharing is the penultimate overhear, a windfall of vacuous truth akin to hearsay. And legally, normally, that doesn't count. Well, unless you're a certain notorious cellmate on the other side of the steely bars in Chicago, why then, statutory exceptions can be made, just for you. Without more, though, most words, and by extension thoughts, are not actionable, or rather, should not be, not in a free world. Now, as a society, it is generally for the common good that we penalize overt acts of speech, such as hate speech, i.e. yelling fire in a crowded room, or not, I'm sorry, that's separate, yelling fire in a crowded room, etc., because of their likely tendency and preconceived intent to incite moral panic. However, token overt acts aside, most thought amounts to not that much. Thought is a behemoth which stands alone on the World Wide Web with no known owner. So that's on thoughts and action speech, which I wrote by handwriting, probably the same day as Thursday, January 10, 2013, if not a few days prior. And it's been in my draft since Thursday, January 10, 2013. There you are. I will most likely go ahead and publish it since I've already read it. But there you are. I hope you enjoyed that. Yes, I'm like a cunning linguist, or is it the other way around? I have no idea. There you are. I'm going to play a song for you, and then I will be right back with you. I will play... I'll play Elaine by Dive Bomber, and I'll be right back with you. Call the numbers 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. Here you go.
Mm-hmm. Seen Rosemary since Friday night. Last I knew, she was with you.
Oh,
all you could say is, oh, don't fucking keep secrets from me. What have you done with my heart?
You think I have something to do with her being so suddenly MIA? Maybe I should be asking you, mister.
Don't get cute with me. Cut the shit. Tell me where she is. This is no time for your silly little mind games. And why are you wearing the necklace I gave her?
You really want to know?
Of course I do.
fine. If you must know, I'll tell you. I found her in the bath, a leg splayed over the rim of the tub. Her red hair shaved and stubbly over her plump vaginal lips. Her other lips were bruised, a shockingly sensual shade of violet. Her fingers were clenched tightly, grasping at something unknown, but decidedly uninvited. Those eyes. I chose not to take more than a passing glance. They had obviously seen it all. But they were stuck, fixated, capturing me forevermore. And they were judging me. Why did they continue to do that? Why are they still? Shall I pluck them out? Rosemary, Rosemary, Rosemary. Even in death, she mocks me. You should have seen it coming, Stone. That bitch. I just can't help the fact that I love you.
Type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like capture big things, dual chip, money clip, phone flip the six range. Has seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance, and that cat woman stands with the fat booty pants. Hot damn, what's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist laced up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym, tone your frame up, a sugar and spice. The only thing that you made up. I tried to play a low key, but couldn't keep it down. Asked her to dance, and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, Sam's from Jamaica. She sipping Chris Stata, taking wild in the waist up. Scene two. My fam throwing a jam for Reed is on the stand. Big things is in the plans. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move in. Yo, this my man Most, baby, let me introduce. I turn around. You was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed, trying to play me for the herd. Shocked to sell, she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Mons, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you. It was nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, preserved the crew especially. And honey love ended up sitting directly next to me. I'm tight polite, but now I'm looking at her skeptically. Cause baby girl got all the right weaponry. Designer fabric, shoes and accessories. Chinky eyes, sweet voice. Put me mentally. Be calm and say they made her laugh. Yeah, you know me, bro. Even though I know the CeeLo, she wild, sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me? Dance with me.
She blew my whole head with that dude. I was like, what? I played it low, though. I was like, yeah, all right, come on, then, let's go. This is mad. This is so sick. I said, yo, honey was turn blazing. She was, yo, she looked like Jane Kennedy, word bomb. To my mama, man. She was that L, man. She take me to the dance floor and start whispering to me. Yo, let me apologize for the other night. I know it wasn't right, but baby, you know what it's like. Some brothers don't be coming right. I understand, I'm feeling you. Besides, can I have a dance? Ain't really that original. We laughed about it, traced the arms across my shoulder blades. They playing lover's rock, I got to fold the fingers on the waist. He and my butt up like the Arizona summer song finishing. She whispered, honey, let's exchange numbers. Scene three. We debating late night conversation in the crib, heart racing, trying to be cool and patient. She touched on my eyelids, the room
always smiling, singing Gregory Isaacs like, if I don't, if I don't, if I don't. She want me a tan line and a tattoo, playing Sade, sweet as taboo, burning candles. All my other plans got canceled. Man, I'm smashing like an Idaho potato. She call me at my J.O., come now, I can't say no. Jensen tree trunks, rocking a pee from cocking her knees up. Champion lover, not ease up. 3 months, she call, I feel I'm running a fever. 6 months, I'm telling her I desperately need her. 9 months, blue light symptoms are shorty not around. I need more than to knock it down, I'm really trying to lock it down. Midnight, we hook up and go at it. Burn a stogie, let her know, sweetheart, I got to have it. She's telling me commitment is something she can't manage. Wake up the next morning, she gone like it was magic. Oh, damn it. This on Harrison, full frantic. My number one's an answer by my plot, Taurus Enchantress. Next week, who hit me up? I saw Sharice at the kitty club with some banging ass agent playing Lay It Down and Lick Me Up.
What?
That was Most Def with the song Miss That Booty. Yeah. Alrighty, so I'm going to do one more blog post reading. Yes, shall we? It's a travel voyage down the rabbit hole. I wrote January 23rd, 2012, so a bit over a year ago. It's called Leaving Las Vegas and Having Fun. It was during the AVN Awards Week in 2012. Okay. Alrighty, here we go. I'm so bad for not posting in the last few days. I know. I blame Vegas, or maybe the Jaeger, although not necessarily in that order. I made it out here to the V-Town on Thursday on two wings and a prayer. I was this close to not making my flight at all, you guys. Luckily, the airline desk clerk changed her directive from asking me to return for an 8 p.m. flight. It was about 12:40 p.m. or so. To saying, okay, if you walk or run quickly, you just might make it. So I took that challenge and made it in record time through security and passed the most confusing compartment of flight gate categories ever. Or almost. The Calgary Airport still wins for biggest mindfuck over matter. Moving along. I paid for the airport shuttle from the Vegas airport and shiny half dollars and was only mildly distressed by the hard sales pressure of the dude trying to peddle timeshares in exchange for deep discounts to shows. See this $300 price tag written in this here catalog? How much do you think I can get that to come down for you all? Wait for it. $100. Ooh, or even less, possibly. Well, how much you got? Shenanigans. But hey, a pitch is a pitch, no? Nah. Sigh. But hey, who am I to interject? So, chilling in the Hard Rock night after night for avian festivities provided plenty of amusement and good times. I love the energy and music that blares out over the loudspeakers in this hotel casino more than any other. While trekking about in search of Body English, I happened upon the beautiful, stunningly gorgeous Misty Stone, whom I had previously met during Night Moves, as well as the super hot Sophie D and uber cool bruh man Lee Bangs. Every meal I've had has been absolutely exceptional. Who knew strawberries and whipped cream could be that darn yummy for no reason at all? What's more, the weather has been largely agreeable, with the exception of the other night, when I wore a tight halter dress and left my velour jacket in the room and braved the wintry night with headlights a-beaming. And arrangements are being made to provide a supplementary radio broadcast to make up for last night's canceled show. Luckily, I was able to confer with Ustream, and music licensing was not the reason for the abrupt ending to last weekend's show. Blame me tatas. The cleave was a bit too non-PG for the general audience. Is that vague? Or do you understand the code that I'm relaying with my fingers? Be that as it may, yours truly will be right back doing the do and casting for you live in short order. Rest assured, I will keep you abreast in regards to the next round of playtime. In the meanwhile, I'll be debating whether or not to venture out of my hotel room to pick up any last-minute trinkets or keep plugging away on the interwebs until I am summoned to grind the friendly skies and go back in black to Cali. Finnan is winning, or have a lucky Monday, Sandra London. So yes, that was written in January of 2012. So there you are. Yes. And I'm going to give you a song, and then I'm going to see if there's any cool This Day in History stuff and birthdays. Happy birthday to everyone out there who I have not been able to say happy birthday to throughout the last week or so. And Jeff, I hope you enjoyed that gift out there. But anyways, here you are. The next song is Overnight Celebrity by Twista, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Here you go.
Haters, dynamite, a C4 strapped around my waist. Bloody tears in my eyes, hit the switch, making sure every in the vicinity blow away and die. My brother, you can't bring home with bombs, I'm on with guns. You obituary, I got all this you carry up. Been on and on, cause I'ma come till they put all of us in a cemetery. You dig? And you know you kill up in the public road. You was gonna be a pro, how you pose, take a photo. And I love you cause you're picking with the dope pose. Drop it to the blow, let the cold when you roll slow. And I love it when I hit it from the back. And you get on top of me, I have a brother going, oh, oh. Girl, I love how you roll me right. I can make you a celebrity, yo, why not?
Play something these hoes apply. Try with, I know they lie. Twister, you told a ride. Make you a celebrity overnight. Give you ice like Kobe, ride. We sort of like Goldie, ride. The way we mold them, ride. Make you a celebrity overnight.
See, I can make you a celebrity overnight. See, baby, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see how you make a brother break down. I just gotta ask. Oh, you wanna be a star? Oh, you messing with the right one. I can take you there. I can make sure you get off the fly plane. Let me be your manager. Come here, girl, I can see you bored. Turn you to the queen that I see you for. Take you shopping on Steven stores. I'ma get you to the MTV award. We about to do a show tonight. You looking good, girl, show you right. Take your places, I know you like. I can make you a celebrity overnight. Come here, girl, you can hang if you're bored. We can do plenty things plus more. I'm about to have you changing the doors. I can even get you to the soul train no more. We about to do a show tonight. You look good, girl, show you right.
make you pay since I know you lie. I can make you a celebrity overnight.
What's up, everybody? This is like my first time ever playing guitar. Or is it bass or a guitar? I don't know what it is.
Guitar.
Oh, yay. Ha ha. Okay, let's see how I do. One. Ow. Okay. One, two, three. Maybe not. I'm just gonna keep playing. I'm just shaking my fingers. I got it. You're an expert. There we go. Okay. Chime in whenever I'm sucking really bad, which will be soon. Happy Wednesday, America, world peace. Okay, I can't sing either, fuck. Okay. My rendition of You Can Do It, Put Your Back Into It. This is my final jam thrust. Okay. Voila. You're live. I'm done. You can get up and leave now.
Crossbones for you measly fucks. I'm a pirate, nigga. Bitch, give me the loot. I'ma make you lick the brown off the skin of my flute. I'm a pirate, nigga. Got a hook for a hand. I lost my eye in a fight, now I'm looking at sand. I'm a pirate, nigga. Got the cannon on deck. It's like, yo, ho, ho, what's the plan in effect?
Pirates Day, yo. it's a pirate's day, yo.
I'm a pirate nigga, wild with niggas, try to fight the vicious violence bitter. Your eyes could inspire the killer, blind the vigor. Your rhymes are a pile of litter, Kyle delivers. But I ain't talking about the genre though. Got the treasure map as an app on the portable. Your tourists are the horrible morals to the portholes. Black flags casted, ragtag bastards. Bunch of pirate niggas, wild and livid, searching for the prizes in it. Mob descended, bomb the village, Mazel Tov cocktail, you're about to witness what it feels like to be got with a shot of grimace. It is built into the plot, we some rotten killers, spilling pilgrims into rivers, tie my hearts and quivers, burning trees and frigid winter, shiver hot meat timbers. What a scene we paint today, nigga, die or fill us.
Go!
That was Slave by Skinwalker. Yeah. You are listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm Sandra London, and it's about that time now for On This Day in History, March 3rd. Yay. Alrighty. Yeah. Okay, so in 1585, the Olympic Theater, designed by Andrea Palladio, was inaugurated in Vicenza. 1820, the Missouri Compromise was enacted. Missouri, slave state. Maine, free state. Okay. 1836. Yes. Okay. Texans celebrate the first Texas Independence Day with the signing of the Texas Declaration of Independence. 1845, Florida was admitted to the U.S. as a state. It's 27th state. 1857, the Second Opium War, France and the U.K. declare war on China. 1861, Alexander II of Russia signed the Emancipation Manifesto, freeing the serfs. In 1865, there was the opening of the Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Corporation, the founding members of HSBC. 1873, censorship in the U.S. The U.S. Congress enacted the Comstock Law, making it illegal to send any obscene, lewd, or lascivious books through the mail. 1875, Georges Bizet, his opera Carmen, based on a novel with the same name by a different author, received its premiere at the Opéra Comique in Paris. 1875, same year, first ever organized indoor game of ice hockey was played in Montreal, Canada. 1885, the American Telephone and Telegraph Company was incorporated in New York. 1904, Kaiser Wilhelm II of Germany becomes the first person to make a sound recording of a political document using Thomas Edison's phonograph cylinder. Let's see. I didn't scroll down. 1913, thousands of women marched in a suffrage parade in Washington, D.C. 1915, NACA, the predecessor of NASA, is founded. I don't know. Can you say that as NACA? I have no idea. NACA. 1923, Time magazine was published for the first time. This is really long, and there's some more cool stuff. So let me give you a break song really quick, and then I'll be right back with you with the rest of that and some happy birthdays. But in the meanwhile, as we're getting close to the end, please enjoy Sleepyhead by Passion Pit. Here you go.
Everything is going to be and everything is going to be. Thank you.
Was that just end of song, or?
Yes. That was Sleepyhead by Passion Pit. And oh my geez, there's so much like news to go through really briefly. Hold on. Okay, 1924. We're starting again. Yes, 1924. The Free State of Fiume was annexed by the Kingdom of Italy. In 1931, hey, here's a birthday for you, the Star-Spangled Banner. Happy birthday, Star-Spangled Banner. 1938, oil was discovered in Saudi Arabia. Happy birthday, oil in Saudi Arabia. 1939, in Mumbai, Mohandas Gandhi began to fast in protest of autocratic rule in India. In 1969, NASA launched Apollo 9 to test the lunar module. In 1985, big old huge magnitude earthquake, 8.3 in Chile. Jeez. Yeah, see what I mean? Sinkholes and earthquakes, they don't go together, and hopefully they won't in the near future. Yeah. There's, like, a lot that happened, like, on this day in history. Jeez. Yeah. Oh, what else? 2002, citizens of Switzerland narrowly vote in favor of becoming a member of the UN, or as idiocracy citizens would say, UN. I 1991. An amateur video captured the beating of Rodney King by LAPD. There you go. Wow, it's a huge day today. Jeez. Wow. Okay, 1997, the tallest freestanding structure in the southern hemisphere, the Sky Tower in downtown Auckland, New Zealand, opened after 2.5 years of getting it together. So that was 1997. Skipped around a little bit. I got to make one, let's see, one more. What's the last? La, 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 la. Okay, 2005, Steve Fossett, became the first person to fly an airplane nonstop all around the world, all by himself, without needing gas, without refueling. There you go. Awesome. There's, like, tons of birthdays, but I don't think I have enough time at the Momo. So everyone out there has had a birthday from the last show to this one. Happy birthday. Hope you got everything your heart desires. And, yeah, there are 5 Sundays in March, and one of them happens to be my birthday. It's Palm Sunday, so keep your palms all rosy for me, will ya? Yes. Yes. Alrighty, I will be around next week, same time, same place. Always free to call in, 858-815-2333, 858-815-2333. And you have been listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm Sandra London. Sweet dreams, and good night.
Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Tennessee, no, then dirty way.